American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank Document, page 329. Here is the translated text as follows. Leo M. Frank, 297. Here is another suspicious thing. Newt Lee came to the factory at 4 o'clock and Frank sent the old man away. It was suggested that he was afraid the nigger would find the body. Yet when he came back at 6, Frank let him stay at the factory when he knew that in 30 minutes, Newt was on the job and must go into the basement where they say Frank knew the body was. They say he was laughing at his home. If he had known of the crime of which he would be accused, that laugh would have been the laugh of a maniac, to be ended by the discovery of the body. Another suspicious thing. You know that he was in the factory, but it turns out that he was not the only one. If the corpse was found in the basement and he was the only one in the building, then there might be some basis. But he was in an open room, and there were workmen upstairs. My friend tried to dispute that. That wasn't all. Conley was also there, and it came out yesterday that there was also another nigger, a lighter nigger than Conley there. What scoundrels in white skin were in the building and had the opportunity to commit the crime? God only knows. The thing that arises in this case to fatigue my indignation is that men born of such parents should believe the statement of Conley against the statement of Frank. Who is Conley? Who was Conley as he used to be, and as you have seen him? He was a dirty, filthy, black, drunken, lying nigger. Black knows that. Starnes knows that. Chief Beavers knows it. Who was it that made this dirty nigger come up here looking so slick? Why didn't they let you see him as he was? They shaved him, washed him, and dressed him up. Gentlemen of the jury, the charge of moral perversion against a man is a terrible thing for him, but it is even more so when that man has a wife and mother to be affected by it. Dalton, even Dalton, did not say this against Frank. It was just Conley. Dalton, you remember, did not even say that Frank was guilty of wrongdoing as far as he knew. There never was any proof of Frank's alleged moral perversion, unless you call Jim.